Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
My name is Cade. I have an identical twin brother, Kale. Then one day it all changed. There was a bright light in the sky and time stood still. We were both selected. The pure majesty of nature.
Programmable virtual reality, the corrupt version.
A limitless digital universe connecting all shared virtual reality. Digital tribes. I miss what I never knew.
I'll take you out to dinner.
Leave me alone. Let's have a drink.
I'll meet you back here at 8 o'clock.
I miss my brother. I'm with you. Programmable matter. Kuz's biological mutant warfare plans must be stopped.
Welcome to They Call This a Movie, testing the strength of friendships one terrible movie at a time. Subscribe to the podcast on iTunes and other podcast services by searching They Call This a Movie. We are part of the Main Damie Network, and to find more from us, check out the website at themaindamie.com or on Twitter and Facebook at themaindamie. Welcome to They Call This a Movie, and what we have for you today is a mini-episode. I decided to do this, try and do some alternative programming. This week was a little weak when it came to movies that are coming out, so decided to do something a little different rather than an article. The good people at Hop Nation USA tagged us in a post on Twitter, leading us to a brand new trailer from auteur Neil Breen.
Yes.
For his new movie, Twisted Pair. So shout out to those guys for letting us in on this. And Twisted Pair, new trailer, it's something else. Before we get into Twisted Pair, you guys have never heard of Neil Breen before, right?
Correct.
Yeah, that was a funny thing. I didn't hear about him at all until we got tagged in by Hop Nation USA to this. And then all of a sudden I heard him pop up on like two podcasts that I listened to. So I'm thinking this is making the rounds.
Yeah. And Dan, this is your first exposure to Neil Breen.
Yes, it is. Thankfully, I feel like my life has gotten a little worse because of it.
So for those of you who are fortunate enough, like Dan and Mark before this, to not know who Neil Breen was, Neil Breen is a real estate agent / architect that lives out of Las Vegas. And he uses that money he gets from those to finance just like the worst movies ever. Neil Breen is essentially Tommy Wiseau, but worse.
He's not as self-aware.
Seemingly less self-aware than Tommy Wiseau. He was, I think he came to prominence in terms of like a cult status. I believe his movie Fateful Findings was a movie that came up on Netflix streaming when that was first gaining prominence. But he also wound up on an episode of Red Letter Media's The Best of the Worst. Unfortunately, you have to suffer through Max Landis in that episode. But it's a pretty good episode for his movie Double Down, where he plays the best secret agent ever that could hack anything, and governments are afraid of him and they can't kill him because then he'll explode the world.
Okay.
Which is a running theme. Running theme with all of his movies is that he's basically the best at everything. So it's a little self-aggrandizing, but we just wanted to talk about this Twisted Pair trailer. So who wants to attempt to summarize what is going on in this trailer?
It seems like there's a few things that are going on. It's very disconnected and discombobulated, I guess. Mm. This guy has a twin brother, from what I gather, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they seem to come from a forest in Narnia.
Yeah. it's Avatar land there. And he's also a scientist, I guess,
mm-hmm.
right? He's a scientist, and he has a weird, torture dungeon where he brings to kill people. From what I gathered of it, and this is, the bare bones, is that he's trying to... I'm probably 100% wrong here, but is he trying to live in a computer simulation? Is that what it is?
Something like that.
Yeah, because there's a woman with a weird blue orb.
You mean virtual reality?
Yeah, yeah.
But it's corrupt.
Like a meta-universe, right?
Yeah, the corrupt version.
The corrupt version.
And the corrupt version is his brother with a beard.
Yes.
it's that old Star Trek, ploy where all the evil versions of him have facial hair.
Mm.
He's being chased by, I'm assuming, the government? He gets into a shootout with the government. He's in a weird factory where he Spider-Man jumps up into the ledge and then back down. And that's all I got from it.
I have an article here.
There's a weird part where he's talking to an eagle or falcon.
He's about to make out with that falcon. So what's great about this trailer is that the way he uses stock footage, it's just he puts himself in these stock, he interacts with these still stock images. It's pretty incredible.
My favorite one is the medical one when she's doing the technology Minority Report thing,
mm-hmm.
and he's just Photoshopped next to her.
In this article, according to the director, the highly anticipated film concerns identical twin brothers who become hybrid AI artificial intelligence entities yet are torn in different directions to achieve justice for humanity.
I got none of that from this.
That's a whole lot of word salad there.
Well, it's also pretty hard to... That's a far stretch to get all of that. I mean, yeah, I get the corrupted version. But there, he has a torture dungeon. He has three guys chained up, and I guess he does hitman work because he has the plastic wrap in the background, and he points at this guy's knee,
yes,
and shoots him, and then somehow that kills the guy. So I think it's a very loose interpretation of that trailer.
Mm-hmm. More from this article. Twisted Pair, which shows off some truly outrageous effects, shadowy figures, jargon about DNA, virtual reality, and what looks like a very evil twin in a very evil beard.
Is that what they say?
This is an article from Slate. I'm just reading. It's like what I was trying to do when I've watched this trailer three or four times, and the last couple times I've been trying to piece together a plot based on his VO, and it's indecipherable. None of it makes any sense. If you just pay attention to what he's saying, it's a whole bunch of nonsense.
Yeah,
Capped off with an absolute ripoff of E.T. at the end.
Yeah. That one's pretty good. I like the right before that final scene where the other actress that we see in the movie looks like she's just being interviewed. Behind a green screen.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't even look like it's part of the movie.
Please go away.
That's the best part, is that assault where he's like assaulting her, like asking to go out with him.
I'll have you back home by 8.
I'll meet you back here. Come on, let's go for a drink with me. It's like, it's so out of place in the rest of the movie.
I have a boyfriend. Okay.
So good.
I love his old man stalking around the stock photos too.
Yeah.
He's like hunched over a little bit, and he's just kind of like pretending like he's walking slowly through these green screen stock images.
So
my favorite part of the trailer is him sitting alone in the movie theater.
and then just the lights go down except for the one spotlight on him.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's incredible.
Him running out of the burning building, just and disappearing.
The same sound effect used about 40 times. The same explosion sound effect. I love the fact that he uses that move, this what you call the Spider-Man move.
Yeah.
Which is where he pretends like he jumps and then he just moves himself digitally throughout a frame.
Yeah, it's click and drag.
It's click and drag.
Click and drag.
It looks amazing. The thing with Neil Breen is I can't imagine he doesn't realize how shitty he is. Like, I feel like this is a long con. Like, this is going to be a Sacha Baron Cohen character. Like, from five years from now, we'll find out.
Is he hoping to get the same treatment The Room got, where it's just so terrible that mainstream Hollywood picks up on it and they get, like, James Franco to play Neil Breen?
I guess it's just, I can't imagine someone being that lacks so much self-awareness that this movie is offered as like real.
Yeah. Yeah. He has.
But he does. But in one of his movies, he shows his ball sack. So.
Oh, that's good.
Him double down. His ball sack makes an appearance.
I hope the carpet matches the drapes in that situation.
I mean, when haven't we all put our ball sack on video for our art?
Yeah. But we put that on our anonymous Pornhub accounts. We don't slap our name on it.
Our burner accounts.
Yeah. This movie is... This trailer is amazing.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah,
check out more Neil Breen stuff.
I've watched it at least twice while we've been recording this.
This is a rabbit hole I don't want to go down. The Neil Breen hole. Sounds kind of scary.
God, it's funny.
Produced, written, directed by Neil Breen. My God, this guy.
Makes me feel like we could do something better than that.
Right? We have.
Yeah,
oh
we
my
have.
God. Yeah. They haven't been feature length, but I would put any of our sketches up against any of this crap.
I will give them credit when the blue orb, he's holding the blue orb. He does have enough wherewithal to make a shadowy blue orb on his shirt. It's like glowing against his shirt.
Yeah.
So he knows when to do certain things, I guess.
Yeah.
I just keep rewatching when he's assaulting this woman.
it's such a weird moment too, because like all these other shots have like special effects on them and everything. It's like the one shot that doesn't, and it seems like he just like randomly this woman had no intention of being in this movie.
that was my
the cameraman
thought.
Is just behind the bushes, like secretly filming it.
Yeah, that was my
did
thought.
Did we get the shot? Yeah, we got it.
Is this a friend of his that he put in the movie, or is this like some community theater actress that was like, okay, it's my big break, and then she gets there and meets Neil Breen. And realize it's a terrible mistake.
Not again.
But as we said our previous podcast on Jaws the Revenge, it might have been that actress's paycheck movie.
Yeah.
No.
Neil Breen's like, I'll give you $5,000 to do this. All right.
that poor woman was tricked. You just see in her eyes.
Yeah.
This is not what I was expecting.
It's amazing how dangerous people with a lot of money and no self-awareness can be.
I like reading the comments on this trailer. Their budget went through the roof. Most anticipated movie of the year. The fake beard. Breen playing two parts. This is going to be lit. Do we see his ball sack?
Once it moved over James Cameron.
Yeah. Oh, it looks so like good. It could be Neil's greatest work to date.
Glad I got to watch it.
Yeah, this is fun. This might be the best worst movie. Kevin Feige, hire Neil Breen now to be the Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 director.
Oh my god. Yeah,
the reply to do we see his ball sack is, well, it did say Twisted Pear in the beginning.
I think the comment's better than the movie. This is great.
Oh man.
Yeah. Do we get trivia on this too?
Yeah.
So I'm not gonna get
Nope. Like I said, this was just a mini episode, so wanted to get this out just so we can talk about Neil Breen.
Yeah.
Hopefully, maybe one day, sometime down the road, we will watch a Neil Breen movie for They Called This a Movie.
We could tell him to go fuck himself. Although I suppose we get to do that today.
Yeah. We'll keep that tradition alive. So yeah, I think this is gonna wrap it up. We didn't really plan to do much more than this. So you could catch us, They Called This a Movie, on iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, Overcast, anywhere you could usually find podcasts. Don't believe we're on Spotify, thing that all kids are on. I don't believe we're on that. I haven't checked. But you could find us on plenty of places. We're on the Main Damey Podcast Network, I guess we would call it. You can find us on Twitter and Facebook at The Main Damey. Dan is at DeAquino122.
Correct.
On Twitter. Mark is at Off the Mark Tweet.
Mm-hmm.
I am at Aunt Delvec. And as we mentioned, every episode we tell a director to go fuck himself. And this week it's Neil Breen. So Neil Breen, go fuck yourself.
Kindly.
Who am I? What am I?
It's a killer with unidentifiable DNA?
In AI, fright and interest are not far from each other. Things can become real in your mind. I trust you completely, and you believe things you wouldn't ordinarily believe.
Who's there?
Justice is served. This is where we bring you all to rot and die.
Kate, I will love you for all eternity.
We will live in a virtual metaverse, a virtual universe, living in our own world every day. Everyone has the right to love and peace. I'll be right here.